Like 84 million other people, Blanca Morales tuned in last week to watch the first debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. But it didn't help her decide who she'll pick on Election Day. If anything, it complicated matters.
I was like, oh, this is real. This is so real. And I can't, I'm going to do something. I'm not going to sit here at home and I'm not going to not vote.
Morales is 27 years old and lives in San Antonio. Full disclosure, she and I briefly worked at the same company. She says she's never found a presidential candidate who's a great fit, but that's especially true this year. She won't vote for Trump. She doesn't trust Clinton. So, Jill Stein of the Green Party?
I don't want to vote third party based on my principles and then find that by doing that, I actually voted in somebody that should that just doesn't align with my ideals at all, not even close. So I don't even know how to feel, man. I don't know.
She's not alone, though. 34-year-old Josh Thompson and his wife own a real estate business in Tyler. Business is good. They're thinking about having kids, but he's worried about the country's slow rate of growth, and he's not sure there's a candidate out there who will help.
I'm a guy without a candidate. And because of that, who could you vote for? Do you go vote for a guy like Gary Johnson, who doesn't have a chance to win? Or someone just throw your vote away and vote for Jill Stein, just as a way to stand up and try to shake your fist at the man?
Thompson favors small government, and usually he votes for the Republican presidential candidate, even though he doesn't agree with much of the party's social platform. But that's especially true for Trump.
I don't believe in deporting illegal aliens. I think that's crazy. It's one of the reasons why I struggle even with Donald Trump is because his candidacy is built on being fearful of Mexican immigrants, wanting to send them, saying he wants to build a wall, saying he wants to send all these people back. I'd welcome him to come out on the job site with me and tell that to these people.
Although Thompson may not support Trump, many of his neighbors will. Tyler is one of the most solid Republican parts of Texas, and another is Sweeney. It's a small town about 60 miles southwest of Houston, and Dawn Picard lives there. She's a 50-year-old stay-at-home mother of six, but she won't be voting for Trump.
I have loathed the man since the 80s.
She thinks Trump is a misogynist, a racist, and unfit to be president. Picard has voted Libertarian in most presidential elections, but this year, anyone not named Trump has a shot with her. And that includes mythical sea creatures. Her Facebook profile says, Cthulhu for president. Why choose the lesser evil?
I have a lot of people around me that say they're going to vote for Trump. And it's been very disheartening. You know, a lot of people I know and love.
Mostly, though, Picard is just ready for the election to be over. Kind of like Richard Keller.
It's a circus. It's a circus, but it's not funny or entertaining.
Keller is 30 and works in sales. He lives in Fort Worth with his wife and three kids. He typically supports libertarians, and he won't vote for Trump, but his main quibble is with politics itself.
It's really hard for me to watch people blindly root for their team. So I've become more vocal because I feel like you have to fight for that nuanced point of view because that's what's really not getting out there.
So he's split between Clinton and libertarian candidate Gary Johnson. But he's really unsure how much his vote will matter at all in Texas. That doesn't mean he'll just write somebody in, but the thought may have crossed his mind.
I could almost literally write in Mickey Mouse and it's probably not going to be that big of a deal. It's sad to say that. It sounds like a very nihilist point of view of like, nothing matters, so why do it? I still feel like I need to vote. And it does weigh heavily on me because I've got children. I've got three kids. Whoever's going to be our next president is going to determine some policy that is going to affect them.
Keller, Morales, Thompson, and Picard have 33 days to decide who they'll vote for. And we'll check in with them each week to see what they're thinking. Because even though Texas will almost certainly back Trump, the small percentage of undecided voters could frame the state's future as a Republican slam dunk or a real live opening for Democrats. And because even if four votes don't make the difference between a win and a loss for one candidate, individual votes matter to individual voters. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.